Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Clutch Football. I'm James Martin and I'm once again joined by Fabio Duarte, the only Portuguese man Wolves haven't signed yet. Fabio, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good stuff. So following on from our big two-part season preview, if you haven't listened to that yet, then you can still catch it. I hope you tune in for that. But this is the first of our in-season episodes. So I'm just going to briefly outline how these are going to work because we're going for a fairly regular format from here on in. We decide on a match list of the three best games every week, and then we both come with a value tip and a wildcard tip for each match. The wildcard predictions have to be at least 3-1. And then we're going to round off the podcast with a wildcard tip each from outside that match list, and those have to be at least 5-1. It's going to be 8-1. We started recording it. Fabio's tip was less than 8-1, so it's now 5-1. It might be 8-1 next week, but for now, those are the rules. I hope that's all clear. And this week's match list, we have Crystal Palace against Southampton, we have Liverpool against Leeds, and then we have Brighton against Chelsea. So without further ado, Fabio, value tip for the Palace game.
Right, for this one, I've got Southampton to win at 6-4. I think that's pretty good value. There's a lot of firepower in Danny Ings and Che Adams. Che Adams obviously ended the season quite strongly, 4 goals in July. Danny Ings was whole season. Crystal Palace had quite the opposite ending to their season. They were pretty poor. They've got a lot of defensive injuries heading into this one. Potentially the first choice back four is out. And their new signing, Eze, is a doubt as well. So, yeah, Southampton to win.
Okay, yeah, I like the thinking. I've gone a little bit more cautious, but similar thinking. So my value tip is Southampton, but draw no bet. So that's 8-11. So just playing it a bit more cautious. The thinking being similar. You know, Crystal Palace ended the season 7 losses and a draw. And even that draw was against Mourinho Spurs, so it barely counts, right?
God's sake.
But anyway, the point being, from what we know of their form, Southampton are the side with the better run in. Obviously, it's a new season, but with the shorter break, I think we can maybe read a little bit more into that end of season form than we could do in other campaigns. In terms of pre-season, again, can't read too much into that either, but Southampton are coming in off the back of a 7-1 win over Swansea. Ings carrying on his form. He had a brace. Adams got one as well. One goal, that is, not a brace. Yeah, they both seem set to start the season strongly on that evidence, at least. But because it is a new season, I thought maybe play it a bit safer on the value tip. So just with that option of a draw where the selection is void, if it is a draw, that seems like a value way to go.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I think neither of us can really see Crystal Palace winning this game.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go in on my wild card with that because you fed into it quite nicely. My wild card pick is Southampton -1 on the handicap market, which is 9-2. So Southampton actually won the last game 2-0, and that was away from home. And they're unbeaten head to head in the last 4, and they've won 2 of them. Both of the ones they won were away from home. So all of that is sort of leading into a Southampton win and hopefully a comfortable one at 9-2. That seems like a good bet for me.
Yeah, I like that. I'd agree with all of that. My one is Southampton to win 2-0 at 3-1. Crystal Palace were really poor last season in front of goal. Just 31 goals scored. That was second worst in the league. The only reinforcement so far is Eze, who is a doubt for the game. And yeah, I can just see Southampton keeping a clean sheet fairly easily.
Yep, fair enough. 3-1 seems like decent odds on that. Obviously, Southampton didn't necessarily have the best defensive record last season, so that would be the only worry, I suppose. But as you say, Palace's firepower was seriously lacking, so if they are going to keep one, it may well be against Palace. Okay, so next up, chronologically, it's Liverpool against Leeds. This is a fun one for me. I'll start off with the value pick, if you like.
Yep.
So I have both teams to score at 5-6 as my value pick. Potentially a bit of a controversial one, but Liverpool's defence looked a lot more shaky towards the back end of last season. Alexander-Arnold's obviously a key man there, and he's had no real pre-season. He had an injury, and then it's just been straight on to England duty. And Leeds scored reasonably well in the Championship last season, 77 goals, I think. And then clearly it would be a surprise if Liverpool didn't manage a goal. So just on that basis, both teams to score seems like a pretty good shout.
I almost went for the opposite, both teams to score
Oh,
no.
really?
In the end, I've gone for something fairly similar. I've gone for Liverpool to win 2-0. Yeah, well, firstly, how often do Liverpool fail to score? It was 3 times out of 38 last season. Two of them, the title was pretty much wrapped up. So I think Liverpool scoring is pretty much a given. I expect Liverpool to keep a clean sheet against Leeds. Rodrigo's just signed, and his goal record wasn't the best last season or for the season before. And Bamford hasn't done it in the Premier League before. Yeah, I could see Liverpool keeping a clean sheet. So the
Yeah,
opposite of
well,
what you've said, basically.
it's fair enough, but I mean, having watched Liverpool's pre-season, I know you don't want to fall into the trap too much of overanalyzing those kind of games, but they've been conceding goals with pretty strong teams out against sides that you wouldn't necessarily expect them to concede to. They were 2-0 down to Salzburg within 10 minutes. Blackpool managed to neck a couple within the first half. I'm not suggesting that this is going to be the story of the season with Liverpool conceding all the time or anything like that, but just even if they're even slightly slow to start this new campaign, then I think Leeds have the tools to punish them with a goal. But yeah, as you say, it's Liverpool. They were the dominant champions last season. So yeah, it wouldn't be a shock if they kept a clean sheet to a newly promoted side. That goes without saying, I suppose.
Yep.
And what's your wild card pick for that one?
I've gone for a correct score, 2-0 Liverpool. Planned out the match in my head. I reckon that Leeds are going to keep it fairly tight, 1-0 at most for the majority of the game. And then the final 10 or 15 minutes, they might go for a goal and Liverpool make it 2-0.
Fair enough. It sounds very plausible. What are the odds on that one?
That's 7-1.
Yeah, that's not a bad pick. I've actually gone pretty big on this one. This is my biggest selection of the set. This is clearly a punt, disclaimer. So sort of thinking along the same lines as I was saying before, really, I've gone for the half-time full-time forecast with Leeds at half-time, then Liverpool at full-time, which you can get at 20 to 1. So just to briefly explain, again, looking at pre-season, they've been behind and then got a result in each of their last two. At the back end of last season, they came off the pace a bit, and if there's any difficulty getting going again, then it could be the case that they concede early on, they go behind. But then, as you were saying, you'd have to expect Liverpool to get it done over the course of 90 minutes. So it's an outside bet, but I think 20 to 1 is making it seem less likely than it is.
Fair enough. I wasn't expecting that from you, but if you back it.
Just trying to be realistic. No one can accuse me of bias. But let's see if anyone can accuse you of bias because our next selection includes Chelsea. What's your value pick there?
I've gone for over 3.5 goals at 2-1. Basically, I think we're going to score well. We've signed a lot of attacking players. Ziyech is a doubt. Pulisic's a doubt also, but I think we're going to score fairly well. And obviously, our defence wasn't the best last season. Chilwell is injured, which means Alonso starting. I can quite easily see Brighton scoring as well, so I see plenty of goals in this one.
Fair enough. We're definitely thinking along similar lines here. I thought we might have our first duplicate tip there, but I've gone slightly differently. My value tip is over 2.5 goals and Chelsea to win, which is 6-4. So, like you say, there's lots more attacking firepower now in what was already an attack-minded Chelsea team. But yeah, with the defence still being iffy, and as you say, with Chilwell not yet ready, that you could easily see Brighton chipping in with a goal of their own. So that should tip it over 2.5 with Chelsea's quality potentially making them the likely winners.
Yeah, obviously, I agree with all of that.
So wild card tip, I've actually gone for one that contradicts my value shout, but I still think it could be worth a punt, and it's Brighton to win at 4-1. I was struggling to find a decent wild card tip, but this one is mostly just due to the unknowns at the first game of the season. Plus all Chelsea's new signings, it's at least plausible they could take time to gel together. But then with Brighton, what you've got is a mostly unchanged side who finished the season fairly strongly. And so they could be in a position to punish any hesitant starts from Chelsea.
I don't actually know what to say.
Didn't
I'm
think
lost for words.
it was that controversial.
Okay. Yeah, so obviously you're trying to find value there, and it did contradict your first tip, so I can see the reasoning behind it. I can't see Brighton winning. At worst, a draw. 4-1's not the worst odds for it. My wildcard tip is Tammy Abraham to score the last goal at 16-5.
Specific.
It is specific. I think attacking signings tend to get subbed off early in their debut quite often. So I can see Werner coming off with maybe 10, 15 minutes to go, hopefully with the game wrapped up. And Abraham comes on, can easily score a goal. 16-5 seems like a good value. Best of all, if Abraham doesn't come on, the bet's void.
That is the best part of that tip, I agree. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to that. I mean, he could easily come on in the 89th minute and then you've made yourself look like a mug.
Could score in the
He could,
89th
and then you'll look like a genius, but I'd want higher odds than 16 to 5 to be tipping that. I'm not going to lie to
minute. I was hoping for higher odds, but
you.
I prefer it to Brighton to win at 4-1.
Well, I very much don't. I think my tip is much better.
We'll
Well,
agree to disagree.
there you go. This is what happens when you get a Chelsea fan on. You just get ridiculous tips like that. I'll have
What?
to
He scored 15 Premier League goals in his
find
debut campaign.
Well, okay. I'll let you. I'll let it slide for now. But I'm unimpressed. So, overall wild card tip. Do you want to go first on this?
Yes, sure. My one is not the most interesting, only at 11-2. I've got Wolves to win 1-0 against Sheffield United. So both of these teams had quite a few goals scored in their games last year. Sheffield United had the fewest overall goals in their games, 78 in total, and Wolves had the third lowest with 91. So I can see a tight game. The games last year finished 1-1 and 1-0 to Sheffield United. With the latter in July, Sheffield United scored a last-minute winner. Wolves hit the post earlier in the game. I can see it easily going the other way this time. I think Wolves are the better side, and if they're more clinical, they should win. So I think 1-0 at 11-2 is a decent tip.
Yep, I quite like that. We're in a slight danger of people starting to suspect we're some kind of Wolves fan podcast. That's my only problem with that. You'll see why if you listen to our season preview. But yeah, I think I never love specific scoreline bets, but as they go, that seems like a pretty good wild card pick. Mine, I've done it properly because we said 8-1 originally. You ruined it, so I've gone higher. So I actually really like this one. Callum Wilson, 2+ goals at 16-1. He scored really well against West Ham in the past. He's likely to be straight into that Newcastle team, given their attacking problems last season. He does play a bit hot and cold, so you never really know what you're going to get. But I think it's very easy to see him hit the ground running on his debut against a fairly average West Ham side, bag a couple of goals, 16-1, job done.
Yeah, I quite like that actually, 16-1. I agree with what you said about Wilson. He does blow hot and cold. You never know what to expect with him. But yeah, he should have a bit more creativity behind him with, say, Maximan and Fraser actually playing than he did at the tail end of last season with Bournemouth. But yeah, I can see some value there.
There you go. Wow, we've agreed on that one, which is potentially surprising. So the wild card picks actually ended up being less controversial than the Chelsea picks, but never mind.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, so that about rounds it up for our first in-season preview. We'll be back next week with another match list of the three top fixtures.